Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Horace Speed. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Clyde Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Porter and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun bunts in front of the plate. Alexander scoops up the ball and tags Braun for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to third. Norris moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris bunts towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Cox moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. Manning moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Speed steals second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Manning reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Marty Patton now pitching. Buddy Bell pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Dade pinch runs for Buddy Bell. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speed strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.